With the two computers. Okay, good evening. Call the Redevelopment Authority's Citizens Committee to order. This is Monday, August 7th, 2017, and it's 5:35 p.m. If you could, please call the roll.
Chairperson Wickstead. Vice Chair Hanneman.
Here.
Member Barrett.
Here.
Member Cardinal. Member Justice.
Here.
Member Kennedy.
Here.
Member Millay.
Here.
A quorum.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to entertain public comment. The public is invited at this time to comment on and discuss any topic that is relevant to or within the authority of the Carson City Redevelopment Authority Citizens Committee, including any matter that is not specifically included on this agenda as an action item. Seeing nobody coming up, I will pass that, and I have an announcement to make, if I may, and that is Chris Wickstead, your chairman, has resigned as of this afternoon. He has taken on the job of a lifetime at Tesla and is now living in South Reno, so he has long days and will not be doing this. So I will chair this for tonight in his stead, and one of the agenda items for the future will be to elect a chairman in November. So, okay, and then for possible action, the approval of the minutes of June 5th, 2017. Does anybody have any comments, corrections, deletions, additions? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes from the June 5th REC meeting as written.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And one abstention since he was not here, so. All right. For the next item, this is the major topic tonight, is 4A for possible action to approve the expenditure of up to $25,000 for facade improvements to the building located at 410 North Carson Street within the redevelopment area number one, and to grant a waiver of the policy requiring a minimum of three bids for the proposed improvements. Mr. Plummel was going to be discussing this, however, if he is not here. If you all will recall, one of the biggest issues that we've had over the past has been the requirement for three bids, because at this particular juncture, it's impossible to get three bids. So, and the staff summary for discussion, let me see. All right, the Redevelopment Authority approved a facade improvement program to assist property owners within the redevelopment district with improving the exterior of their buildings. The city may match up to 50% of the total cost of the facade improvements up to a maximum of $25,000, which our applicant is asking for. And the estimated cost of the proposed facade improvement by Mr. Douglas is $66,116. So, Mr. Douglas, would you like to come up and tell us what you have planned?
Thank you for allowing me to submit my application to the board today. Well, this little building at 410 North Carson is an old building, 1906. I don't know if that's old. It's old to me. But it's a cute little building, so I bought it. And thanks the city of Carson for having this grant. And it will help to revitalize this building, and the other buildings next to me has taken advantage of the grant. As you can tell from the pictures, I don't know if you have the pictures, it's kind of been neglected a little bit. It had an alternate use as a casino, and it had some colorful paint applied to it and some big signage. This rendering that we have, or the schematic that we have, is from the architect that I retained to do the project, Joey Lassange. He assures me it's going to be good looking. So I hope it is. It lacks a little bit of symmetry on the building itself, because on the north side there's a large column which is structural, which is right next to Cactus Jack's, and it has some faux stacked stone on it right now. And then we're going to place a large storefront glass unit that goes way above the existing opening that exists there today. It was framed originally, I think it's around 12 feet, the glass that'll go up above there, as you can see in the rendering, below where it says new cornice. And then we have apartments that are going upstairs. It's not part of this application. But on the, if you're looking at the picture on the left-hand side, the furthest left door is the upstairs to the apartment itself, which will be up a stairway. And then we'll have two storefronts. But right now I have a tenant for the whole downstairs, so they'll be utilizing the whole downstairs of the building. The sign is pretty big, but it's existing there, right? I don't know if, to be frank, I don't know if the sign's going to look good or not. We're going to go ahead and keep it there. I've paid the sign company half of the deposit already to do the sign and the awning itself. If it doesn't look good, I'm going to come in front of the board again and probably remove it and change that to make it look right. I want it to look good. I don't want to come back and touch it in 4 or 5 years because I'm just drive by it and get sick. So I'm just not sure if it's going to work, but we'll see. Everybody tells me it's great real estate, the sign is, you know, because you can see it from a mile away or whatever, but we'll see. The color scheme is pretty simple. It's just going to be basically two colors. It's going to be a light body color for the main portion of the building itself. The trim colors, we don't know exactly what color that'll be. It depends on what color we can get the window system. It's like a dark anodized bronze or black color. It's a very dark color, probably darker than the Philips microphone stand there, maybe lighter than this, though. And we're going to match the trim to that best we can, so it looks two colors and homogeneous. There's also a brick detail on the top of the building. It has many brick details, if you see in the photographs. And we're not sure which ones to paint yet. We're going to experiment a little bit with that, but we want to bring out some of that brick detail that's on the top of the building. But not so much where it's odd-looking, I suppose. And to be frank, I'm not sure what's going to work, and we may do a little experimentation with which courses of brick or if it's every other brick. I didn't want to commit to that in the application because I'm just not sure. So it also going to have a little cornice that sits underneath the sign itself that runs the length of the building, and that will be wood construction, I believe. If we did it in foam, we'd have to stucco it, and I don't think it would go with the rest of the building. I just have to hope that it's going to look okay. If not, we're going to really revisit it. Of course, we have to get it open. I have a tenant waiting. But we'll revisit it, and I'll come first to the board and discuss it with you guys to see, and ladies, to see which option you think is best and we can agree on. Other than those basic general details of that, I can answer any question you may have about it. The bid itself lacks several items. It's going to be more than this, unfortunately. There's replacing the windows upstairs would be one of the items. It's not there. The back brick on the back of the building is Spalding, so we're going to have to seal that. That's not in the bid. The rear windows upstairs, of course, have to be redone themselves. And I'm trying to see if there's anything I left out in my babbling here. I think I kind of covered it in the general terms, but I can answer any question you might have.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Douglas? Go ahead.
I
Just one question. I thank you for breaking up the or for bringing this proposal to us, and it really looks great. And I'm particularly happy to see you doing or retaining apartments above there. So I think it's an important part of that of the project. Just one question. I saw you broke out the sign. Was that just at the request of staff to say that you needed to break out all associated costs with the sign?
Well, I'm not sure. I thought when I read the application details of what was allowed, I thought signage was allowed in the application itself. But perhaps Lee broke that out, I think, in his staff report, I believe.
It was a change. I mean, originally the board had allowed signage, but we made an amendment to say exclude all signs. So that was just, yeah.
I'm sorry, what was
it? So, yeah, sign costs aren't
okay.
Eligible.
Well, then it was, I think Lee threw
that
it out.
The reason. Okay, right. Thank you.
So, but I think he included the awning, which is done by the sign company itself.
Okay, but it doesn't have any sign elements, the awning itself?
No, it does not.
Okay.
It's just architectural. It will have downlighting in it, but just on the sidewalk itself, and it's pretty narrow.
Okay. So, yeah, it looked like it from
but the no signage on it.
All right. Thank you.
And that was a small portion of the overall and would not have made much of an impact from your $66,000 to the $25,000
right.
That would be the major allocation. So any other questions for Mr. Douglas?
I'm just curious how large the apartments are up there, and are there two of them, did you
Yeah,
say?
There's going to be two. One basically in the front of the building, which will be the entire front. I think they're about 1,100 square feet each. So they're fairly large, and there'll be two-bedroom apartments. My goal is to make them nice, expose the brick where I can, and put the finishes that were, just to use the term upscale, so to speak. I don't know what the rents will support, but I don't want to come back in. I'm pretty lazy, so I don't want to come back in and retouch it or redo it once we get it done. So I think, you know, what I've heard, you know, lifelong friend John Uhart, who's lived in the Valley for his whole life, he says, you know, it'll support some pretty strong rents. And I know with the development that's behind me on Curry Street, they're going to have some pretty strong rents too. So it helps me. It actually has pushed a tenant to me as well for the retail portion of it. So I hope for the best. I'm thinking $850, but maybe I can't get it.
You also said that you have a tenant here. I assume you're talking about the first floor.
Yes, retail tenant.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, the exciting thing about this application also is the fact that you're going to redo the back of the building, which is the alley. And right. If you all remember, we do have some money set aside for redeveloping the alley or re-engineering or whatever we're going to do with the alley. So, Lee, do you have any questions?
Thank you for coming.
Sure. And what about you?
Just a quick one. On your sign, I like the idea of just the number, but it looks proportionally out of proportion to me anyway. Just
out of the proportion to...
Like if the number was just slightly smaller so it didn't go from border to border or something, I think it'd be appropriate.
I think in the bid, like the edge of the four... And I could be wrong, but the edge of the, if you look at the edge of the four that's sticking out towards the street wraps around, artistic, right? I don't know. The whole sign might not work, to be frank. I mean, we might take the sign off. I might come again in front of the board if it just doesn't work and take the sign off. I like what they've done on the other buildings where they look historical and this is like a little bit of a fusion kind of a look, I think. I hope it works. The architect thinks it's going to work. I mean, I can barely match my socks, so I got to kind of let other people guide me in that. I understand what you're saying. And I think what I'll do, I mean, there's a border around the zero, but there's no border around the four, so to speak. Is that what you're referring to? Right. And I think we can probably work that in. I mean, it hasn't been made yet. I just paid half of it, so he's not going to do anything probably until it's way overdue. And so, we'll take a look at that. We'll change that. It's not a big problem.
And you don't need to come before this body. That is something, because it is not in our purview, the signage, that is something you have to deal with the permit department. So
okay.
I think all we really need to do here tonight is approve the $25,000. When do you plan on starting this?
Well, thanks for asking that question because I forgot.
I'm in plan check right now. I've been in plan check for quite a while. We had some engineering because we were removing some walls upstairs, and we've resubmitted that engineering that was required by building. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have it out, a plan check, and I've been ready to go since October. It's been really tough to get this architect and to move at all. I mean, I don't want to
I'm sorry to hear that. No. It is probably one of the most blighted buildings downtown, so it's pretty exciting that
I think it's
this
a great
is
building.
Coming together.
I really think it's a great building, and I think it I tell my kid not to sell it, you know. It's going to be a good building for a long time, for his lifetime. So, anyway, thank you for entertaining my
application. Are there any other questions for Mr. Douglas?
Just one. I don't know if we need to discuss the three bids, the lack of three bids amongst ourselves or with the applicant.
I can tell you my experience.
Just your experience.
I can tell you my experience if you wish. I don't know if it interrupts what you're trying to say. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine.
It's been difficult. The reason I picked Brock was that he's doing the two buildings next door, and he said he would do mine. Now, he's been, I don't know if you know Greg, but he's been Badger, his name is Greg Badger, but he's been in and out of that building through many, many different tenants before it was even the Horseshoe Club. And so he has a really good knowledge of that building. And so it's been difficult for me to, when I've talked to different contractors, to get a bid for the front and the back, but not the interior. They don't want to do it. First, they're busy. Everybody seems to be busy. And to get to this point, I suppose, has been a little bit of kind of stick with one horse kind of thing from the beginning, and that's what I've done. Now, could I get another bid? Maybe. I think you're looking at a C-tier, you know, a lower-tier construction company to do it, and then I would be a little bit weary about what their work product would become or would be the outcome of that product. So, I'm sorry.
If I may interject here, John, you may want to bring this up. In your packets is a resolution number 2017-R1 and 2017-R1. That was approved. You actually seconded it, Mr. Barrett, and it was signed by Karen Aboud. And it says, applicant shall make every attempt to get the required number of bids for the work to be completed. However, the RAC shall have the authority to waive this requirement depending on but not limited to the following conditions: market trends, lack of qualified vendors, timing of application submittals, or other applicable conditions. So we have the authority to waive this. So,
yes, and I do recall that, and the discussion did involve the fact that it's gotten tougher as time has gone by, and it's even tougher now than when we had that discussion. And since we're not picking up the whole tab, but there's a cap on the 25, I don't have any problem with doing this.
All right, are there any other questions? Go ahead.
Just a comment. I think that would come more into play if we were talking about one bid that was real close to the 50,000, but you're at 66 and it doesn't include some items. So I don't think if you got a second or third bid, they would be that much less. And so I don't think it's a real issue because you're only going to get the 25, you know. So I don't have a problem with this.
Okay, any other comments before we go for the vote? Seeing none, who would like to make the motion?
I move to approve expenditure of $25,000 for facade improvements to the building located at 410 North Carson Street, then a redevelopment area number one, subject to the conditions of approval and staff memo, and to grant a waiver of the policy requiring three bids for the proposed amendments.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You've got your $25,000, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you very much.
I think
this is the last ugly building down there.
We expect to see an amazing building right there.
I
we're
going
to
so.
Watch every step.
We're going to keep at it until it's right.
Perfect. That's all right. Well, it was
so
a pleasure.
We have
to
the camera rolling
right
across the street, and we're going to watch it develop.
Good. No, I'm really thrilled about it. I think it's a beautiful building. I really think it's really nice.
Great.
And these buildings, you just can't find them, you know. And so I'm lucky to get it. So,
well, thank you very much, Mr. Douglas, for investing in Carson City. We really appreciate it.
Carson's always been a great team. Went to school with all these kids, but a lot of these kids. Take care. Thank you very much. You need me in 20 minutes? Good? No stand.
Thank you. So moving on to the next item, 4B, for discussion only, update on the status of projects approved for funding through the facade improvement program. I did request this, if you all recall, at the last meeting, and Lee obliged me by providing a list of where projects are today. So you may wish to take a moment to look at this, and if you have any comments, I will so entertain those. And just for the record, a total of $200,000 was allocated in fiscal year 2017 for the Facade Improvement Program, better known as FIP. To date, $80,892 has been reimbursed for five improvement projects. Some projects were completed under the projected budget, and the reimbursements were reduced commensurately. This is something that is totally unheard of, which I think is wonderful. There is $77,285 allocated to pending projects for a total of $158,177 in spent or committed funds of the initial $200,000. This will leave at least $41,823 in unused funds that will carry forward as undesignated funds for this current fiscal year and for future years. So the application that you had today was for the new fiscal year and is not part of this. Four of the five remaining approved projects have initiated improvements in compliance with the deadlines established for their projects. One approval for 307 North Carson Street, which is Garibaldi's restaurant, has expired by inaction by the deadline. They could apply for a new application under the current funding year if they still wish to proceed. And then you have the summary. So do you have any comments or any other input on this? This is just information only.
Just does my heart good.
Especially to see those people didn't spend all the money that was allocated.
And I'll just comment on the 402 and 408 North Carson Street, the former horseshoe. That parts that have started, it's looking pretty good. They've started on the upper floor. It looks good from the front. So I'm optimistic that they'll have that complete well before their due date as well.
Okay. And then we're on, I'm just moving right along here. We're on item 4C for possible action to receive an update and provide direction to staff regarding possible projects to include as part of the redevelopment allocation plan for future discussion. We may wish to table this, or we can discuss it tonight, however you wish, because staff is not here.
Yeah, I would suggest we go on and take that next time.
So do you all agree with that? Okay, so we're just going to table this and request that it is on the agenda for the next meeting. So let us see what we have left here is staff reports and updates. Lee is not here. Future agenda items for the next RAC meeting. I mentioned that earlier that I'd like to have an election for the chairman at that particular time and then the tabled. And if you have any others prior to the meeting in November, you might want to contact Lee, or if you have any right now that we can go ahead and put on the record.
I only have the question as a replacement, not of the chairman, but of filling that seat. Is that just automatic? How's that go forward? And since Lee's not here, I probably can't get an answer.
You might be able to dictate.
That's correct. So what they'll do is they will put it out for a vacancy, and then that person will then fill his remaining term. And then aside from that, you will vote on a chairman.
Okay, and does that go before the Board of Supervisors then for whoever is the replacement?
For the appointment, yes.
Okay, so John, you're going to be doing that, so the staff will get that out then.
Not alone.
No, you're one of four, five. Are there any RAC member reports or comments?
I have one. I attended the Carson City Fair, which we provided some funding for, and I thought it was a great success. I volunteered down at the livestock area with all the kids, and they particularly put a lot of effort into that, and Lindsay Chichester really did a good job for the shoestring budget she had. So I thought it was a great event, and hopefully she'll be encouraged to come back next year if she needs any further funding.
That's good to know. Notice, though, that our funding for next year goes down a lot. So, all right. Any other comments from the members? Okay. Are there any public comments? Seeing none, I will call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Well, since I just came back, I will move to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So this is one of our faster meetings, adjourned at roughly 6 p.m. Thank you all for being here tonight.